Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On side one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from various journals. He will then be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, which includes a lighter dialogue on topics related to women's health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Side two includes an interview with our special guest who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, May 2003. There are five essential keys to training success, including nutrition, consistency, intensity, sleep, and attitude. To date, I've covered the elements of nutrition and intensity. So in this cassette, I'd like to talk about the remaining three, namely attitude, sleep, and consistency. Consistency is defined as dedicated conformity to a specific set of principles, actions, or belief. To derive any benefit from the effects of training, you have to actually work out and train. So the first rule is you've got to get to the gym, track, or pool. Ideally, your workout should be strategically planned and viewed as a top priority, not just for building or toning muscle, but for the maintenance of health and the security of our well-being. Each of us has an inner athlete locked in our DNA, just waiting to be expressed, and part of what drives us forward is the acknowledgement of this fact. Exercise demands time, energy, and a strong commitment. If we expect to achieve a high level of physical health and athletic performance, then we must remain loyal to that cause and demonstrate allegiance to what optimum health requires. Like the archer, we have to keep a sharp eye on the target we intend to hit. Achieving a lean abdominal region or adding inches to your biceps is no easy task. Without clarity of purpose and ferocity of intent, any original commitment to exercise will get swallowed up in the sea of procrastination or shelved on the wall of personal idleness. Left to itself, the body will naturally choose the pathway of least resistance. It does this to conserve energy. So to remain consistent on a path of success, we must focus on our goals and keep in mind the reasons why we want and need to train. The body has a discreet and insidious way of going downhill with age. This occurs primarily because of gravity, oxidative stress, and cosmic radiation. Through controlled oxidation, pairs of hydrogen atoms released from carbohydrates, fats, and proteins combine with oxygen to form water. Energy is transferred from food and stored in a currency called adenosine triphosphate, or ATP. But another process, known as uncontrolled oxidation, is responsible for much of the damage we associate with aging. Oxygen is a necessary element. Without it, we can't transfer energy from food or respire. But the irony of life is that the forces that cause our demise in the end are the same ones that we cannot live without. And regardless of intellectual ability, financial strength, or social status, they affect everyone's life from beginning to end, especially the end part. The body loses vitality and strength unless it is exposed to physical movement and controlled exercise. This is inevitable. But if we make resistance training a foundation, we can safeguard ourselves from much of the weakness and frailty experienced by men and women as they age. A minimum of 3 days per week of strenuous exercise is recommended as a maintenance program, and in addition, some form of light to moderate physical activity performed daily is ideal. Each workout will bring us closer to our destination of health. Consistency is a brother to persistence. It is that quality in everyone that pushes us through the hard times and past the myriad of excuses which are used to justify missed workouts. Once again, You cannot make any progress if you do not work out and if you don't lift, if you don't pump some iron. You will experience what I call this muscle slide. So if you are physically fit, well-structured, nurtured, conditioned, and maintain an excellent diet and a positive mental attitude, you will definitely enjoy a superior quality of life because you have put time and effort into creating and maintaining this quality. The laborer is worthy of his reward, so to speak. Training is actually a model for better health of mind and body, spirit, and soul. Here's a tip for those of you who are not consistent. Over 90% of people who exercise consistently do so in the morning. Morning exercise jumpstarts your metabolism and keeps it elevated for hours, energizes the body for the remainder of the day, regulates appetite, and creates incentive to eat better. Morning workouts also create incentive to get up and go to bed earlier. They will increase your mental acuity, decrease any morning brain fog, and permit a high degree of exercise compliance without social interference. So that's it for consistency. The fourth essential key to training success is sleep, and this is a big one. Why humans require sleep and what happens within the brain hemispheres during sleep is not entirely understood. It appears that the body and mind are regenerated and that specific glands, tissues, and organs are given a metabolic rest. While sleeping, the pituitary gland releases growth hormone cyclically, which is essential to muscular growth, fatty acid metabolism, and immune system function. Melatonin is released and, as an antioxidant, protects neurons from damage. Foods consumed during the day are broken down and assimilated into human tissue, and muscle cells injured through training recover, adapt, and grow a little larger or more powerful. Heavy training demands longer periods of rest and sleep. Remember, your body doesn't grow in the gym. It recovers and grows at night during sleep. This is why sleep deprivation leads to loss of energy, poor concentration, irritability, reduction of strength and power, and increased risk of injury and immune system dysfunction. Overeating just prior to bedtime will interfere with cleansing and healing within the body. Besides exercise and physical movement, the digestion of food requires more energy to complete than any other known body function. Loading up on junk food is particularly bad, especially harmful to the system, and will lead to the accumulation of unwanted body fat and a myriad of toxins. For weight loss, a small mixed meal of protein and carbs or a protein shake is ideal. If you eat systematically throughout the day, then your last meal before bed should contribute to your overall game plan of stabilizing blood sugar and maintaining a positive nitrogen balance without driving insulin too high. Nutrients and herbs known to sedate and calm the nervous system or prevent insomnia include calcium, magnesium, lecithin, niacin, inositol, tryptophan, melatonin, St. John's wort, GABA, glycine, valerian root, hops, skullcap, kava-kava, passion flower, and chamomile. There are many others, including good homeopathic remedies, but at any rate, don't forsake the benefits of a good night's rest. The fifth and final key is attitude. Attitude of mind is the master key that unlocks every door because thought is the most powerful substance in the universe. Motivation, which gets you to the gym and determines your workout intensity, is generated through and from your mind. Your state of mind predetermines your state of body. Thought is the cause, your life is the effect. If you think in positive terms, you will get positive results. And if you think in negative terms, you will get negative results. You must visualize your goals and imagine how good and how wonderful it will feel to achieve them. If we focus our mental energy on current events, newspaper headlines, or the evening news, we are definitely going to end up feeling negative. I find it hard not to cringe and get upset when you hear about some of the isolated, horrific deeds that men and women are capable of. You know, good news doesn't sell advertising, so the media works overtime gathering information about the dark side of human behavior and life. Homicide, suicide, rape, child molestation, war, famine, political scandals, lots of death and intimate close-ups of mothers screaming in anguish. That's what the media drives into us every day, and they do it with purpose and calculated intent as a strategy to create fear, controversy, and emotional turmoil in our minds. I find the media, for the most part, highly irresponsible. Are these sadistic reports of brutality true? Of course they are, but much of what we hear on the radio or read in the newspaper is only partial truth. Very seldom are both sides of the full and complete story presented without bias or prejudice. It is immoral and imbalanced to expose the masses to only the bad without the good. Listening to such rot day after day reduces our mental capacity to cope and stay motivated. It robs many people of hope and desire. The media will manipulate your mind into thinking the world is a horrible, evil place. So you've got to consciously modify and select what you listen to and watch on TV. And if we cannot rely on the media for good news, then we must search it out for ourselves and find those events and affairs which are positive and uplifting. Constructive as opposed to destructive. Believe it or not, the world can be a wonderful place to live. If you focus on the light, you will never feel remorseful or afraid of bringing kids into the world. I never have. And of course, one of the great things in this life to experience is a lifestyle that creates health and vitality through sport and fitness and optimum nutrition. Life is great when you feel great. But when your body deteriorates because you're neglecting your body, you're not training, and you're not consuming natural foods, then you begin to see how you feel in your state. Our mind is like a sponge soaking up everything it receives through the sensory organs of the brain and central nervous system. It can be likened to a huge magnet attracting particles of information from all sides, both consciously and unconsciously. Great caution must be applied to whom and what we expose our minds to. If we associate with negative or violent people, we can't help but absorb their energy. Conversely, if you surround yourself with positive, motivated, and happy people, you will become like them. The notion that we become what we think about is so true, and it stands to reason that a man is what he thinks about all day long. Reading articles on exercise, health, and nutrition will program your inner computer to change your behavior toward that end. Attend seminars, listen to cassettes, read books, subscribe to journals, and enroll in home study courses. Knowledge and objective science-based education increases our ability to execute correct living habits that will improve our level of wellness and quality of life to the fullest. Take whatever time is necessary to plot out the course of your life. Set short-term and long-term goals. Plan your workout schedule and eating habits in advance instead of leaving your health and fitness to chance. If you don't take action and create an optimum health and lifestyle program, I guarantee that nobody else will. So let's consider the following 3 points. Number one, regular exercise is essential to mind, body, and spiritual health. It is not an option. Weight training, running, swimming, stretching, etc. These activities compensate for inactivity and a sedentary lifestyle. None of us has the luxury of living in a timeless vacuum without stress. You either use your body physically or it will dematerialize, break down, and crumble long before its time. Just take a look around you. This is self-evident in the glorification of disease in our society. Two, think long term and be committed for life. Every decision you make right now will affect your future. Choose a lifestyle that creates health and longevity and resist the temptation of material success. And I'm talking about the kind that demands your health, your reputation, and robs your family in exchange. Don't make the mistake I've seen many CEOs and health practitioners make. They get so caught up in business that they stop working out, and eventually their busy but physically inactive lifestyle catches up with them. Inevitably, they get sick or fat or both, and believe me, this is the rule, not the exception. Health should be the outcome of working in the health industry, not premature death or disease. That doesn't make any sense at all. Three, a tiny amount of prevention is worth a ton of the energy that most people expend trying to cure themselves of diseases caused by their own neglect and violation of nature's laws. In the end, you cannot plead ignorance before the law. Beware of the law of karma, or what Paul the Apostle said in his letter to the Galatians, "As a man soweth, that shall he also reap." In the final analysis, what's required to produce a favorable outcome? Well, fitness professionals like to measure things like body composition, muscular endurance, muscle strength, aerobic capacity, and flexibility. Therefore, an ideal workout scenario should consist of stretching and both aerobic and anaerobic training, one that builds flexibility, endurance, strength, and power. This is where weight training comes in. It builds the strength and power athletes need to excel in sport, and it also helps maintain coordination and balance. But fitness and health is more than strength and power. It is also determined by measuring resting heart rate, maximum heart rate, and aerobic capacity. And this is where things like running, swimming, and cycling come in. Aerobic exercise is essential for improving cardiovascular fitness, lung capacity, and VO2 max. Finally, develop a good basic stretch routine. Combine some yoga with dance and martial arts stretch. Stretching prevents injury by improving range of motion and maintaining youthful motility in the joints. Tissue elasticity is a crucial component of high performance. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening, and here's a quote from Robert Louis Stevenson on the virtue of travel. "Wealth I ask not, hope nor love, nor a friend to know me. All I seek, the heaven above and the road below me."